Hamas official says Palestinian state gaining support due to October 7 terror. By Joel B. Polak on August 3, 2025. A senior Hamas official said Saturday that the growing number of Western states that say they will recognize a Palestinian state in September is proof of the effectiveness of terror. Ghazi Hamad spoke to Al Jazeera, via memory. Ghazi Hamad, a member of Hamas's political bureau, said in an August 2, 2025 interview on Al Jazeera Network, Qatar, that international recognition of a Palestinian state is an outcome of the October 7 attack. He said that Palestinian weapons are central to the Palestinian cause. And all Palestinians, not just Hamas, have been raised with this mindset. Surrendering Hamas's weapons, he said, would mean the end of the Palestinian cause. Adding, Israel can dream we will surrender our weapons to it. Hamad claimed that Palestinians are not doing anything illegal, are not terrorists, and are not using terrorist methods. He said that the countries now recognizing a Palestinian state had not dared to do so before October 7, but the attack forced the world to open its eyes to the Palestinian cause. He added that another outcome of October 7 is that the mask has fallen from Israel's face, and that the world is now acting against Israel, including rallies in the US, Britain, France, and Germany that describe Israeli actions as genocide. Hamad stated that October 7 proved that defeating Israel is not as difficult as previously believed. Israel's foreign minister, Gideon Saar, said that Hamas's triumphalism is due to the actions of France, the United Kingdom, and Canada, which said last month that they would recognize a Palestinian state at the United Nations General Assembly in September. Hamas does seem to have been emboldened by the growing international pressure on Israel, and has backed away from negotiations to release the remaining 50 Israeli hostages, 20 of whom are said to be still living. Moreover, it has released video of starving Israeli hostages, including one forced to dig his own grave. President Donald Trump has refused to recognize a Palestinian state, saying it would be a reward for terror. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of Trump 2.0, the most dramatic first 100 days in presidential history, available for Amazon Kindle. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.